This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The sentence in question reads in part like this. Quote, information received since the Federal Open Market Committee met in April indicates that the pace of improvement in the labor market has slowed, end of quote. Credit on that one goes, of course, to the Federal Reserve, which wrapped up its two-day meeting on interest rates today. The economy is fine, Chair Janet Yellen said. They're just a hair worried about jobs and the global situation. Translation, Brexit. No rate hike, of course. Tune in again on July the 27th for another installment of What is Janet Yellen Thinking? One of the things Dr. Yellen pointed out today is that consumers are generally spending more, and that is a generally positive sign. The flip side of that coin, however, comes from a company called Synchrony Financial, the biggest issuer of retail store credit cards in this country. It says more consumers are missing payments on those cards, a data point that comes as the percentage of late car loan payments also ticks up as well. No, the numbers aren't huge, but canary in the coal mine and all that. Ashley Milne-Tite is on it.
The thing about store credit cards is they're easy to come by. A few words from the clerk at the checkout and you can apply. Matt Schultz with creditcards.com says many people who sign up can't afford to.
Retail credit cards have substantially higher interest rates than the average general purpose credit card.
He says that's why these particular cards are leading the move into delinquencies. Brian Riley is principal executive advisor for information services company CEB. He says it's too soon for alarm bells.
Generally speaking, the economy is sound, but we have things like gasoline now up about 10, at least in my market, it's up 10% than where it was in the beginning of the year. And we're entering summer months. So, you know, there are signs that there is deterioration on the consumer side.
Joel Bynes of consultancy Alex Partners says the economic recovery has left plenty of consumers behind. And lately, banks have gone back to their pre-recession ways, lending to people who shouldn't be borrowing, whether it's regular credit or car loans, because they make money off them.
The model of loosen credit standards to chase yield and lend deeper to a segment of consumers, it just doesn't end well. I mean, it never ends well.
He says we're not looking at another situation as dramatic as the housing crisis. But he says banks are gambling on economically strapped consumers, and some investors are going to be left holding the bag. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.